Nine states and the District of Columbia held primary elections yesterday. Rhode Island Republicans handed a victory to the GOP's most liberal senator, Lincoln Chafee. In Maryland, Democrats nominated a longtime member of the House to run for the Senate. New York Democrats went for Hillary Clinton again. Arizona Republicans nominated a conservative with a tough line on immigration to run for an open seat in Congress. Here's a wrap-up from NPR's Brian Naylor.
The Republican primary in Rhode Island was the most closely watched race in the nation yesterday, largely because of the political irony involved. The national GOP spent nearly $1 million and dispatched workers from around the nation on behalf of Lincoln Chafee, a renegade who cast the lone Republican vote against the war in Iraq. Chafee has also voted against President Bush's tax cuts and against Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. In fact, Chafee voted against Mr. Bush himself in the 2004 election, writing in the name of the president's father. But polls say he's the only Republican with a chance of holding that seat for the party in November against Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse. Chafee's views are also in sync with many of the state's independents who are allowed to vote in the primary and who contributed to the record turnout. Last night, Chafee expressed his gratitude in a Providence Hotel ballroom.
So I thank Rhode Island's Republicans, independents, and disaffiliated Democrats who did turn out in record numbers to say yes to thoughtfulness. Yes to honesty. And yes to independence.
Chafee's primary opponent, Cranston Mayor Stephen Laffey, ran an energetic campaign aimed at conservative Republicans, but they are a distinct minority in heavily Democratic Rhode Island, and polls showed Laffey getting trounced in the general election. In Maryland, voting was marred by glitches in the state's two most heavily Democratic areas, Baltimore and Montgomery County, near Washington, D.C. Still with nearly all the votes counted, Baltimore Congressman Ben Cardin defeated former NAACP head Kwesi Mfume for the Democratic Senate nomination. Cardin will face Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele in November.
We have shown that we will stand up for what we believe in and fight for what we believe in and let the voters know where we stand on issues.
Democrats in New York easily renominated Hillary Clinton for a second Senate term. Clinton won 80% of the vote over Jonathan Tassini, and she will face Yonkers Mayor John Spencer in the fall. Congressional seats left open by retirement also produced interesting races in Minnesota and Arizona yesterday. In Minnesota, Democrats nominated Keith Ellison for a Minneapolis area seat. If he wins this Democratic district in the fall, Ellison will become the first Muslim elected to Congress. In Arizona, Republicans nominated a conservative, Randy Graff, who has taken a hard line on immigration in the Tucson district, long held by moderate Republican Jim Colby. National Republicans worked against Graff, fearing he may be too conservative for the district. Arizona Republicans also nominated Len Munsell as their candidate to take on popular Governor Janet Napolitano in the fall. Munsell is the former head of an advocacy group for Christian conservatives. He defeated a number of opponents, including Don Goldwater, the nephew of the late senator.
We had $500,000 to overcome a $1 million name, and because of you, we did it. Thank you.
In the District of Columbia, Democrats nominated City Councilman Adrian Fenty as mayor to succeed the retiring Anthony Williams. Fenty's nomination in the heavily Democratic capital city is tantamount to election. Brian Naylor, NPR News.